Today is Tuesday, the 1st of July, in the 13th week of Ordinary Time. Whatever activity and noise and distractions there are around me, whatever worries and concerns are vying for my attention, I begin this prayer today by finding that center of stillness within me, settling into a moment of peace, asking for the peace that only God can give. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Jesus got into the boat, and his disciples followed him. A storm arose on the sea, so great that the boat was being swamped by the waves, but he was asleep. And they went and woke him up, saying, "Lord, save us, we are going down." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid, you of little faith?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a dead calm. They were amazed, saying, "What sort of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?"
Jesus' reaction in this story is hard to understand. He doesn't seem that bothered about the storm raging on the sea. but he's really surprised by the terror and panic of his friends. How come they don't see that they're totally safe with him around? The sea is a symbol of the chaos out of which God creates the world, the disorder the world often reverts to. How do I react to the little chaoses that come into my life? Do I panic like the disciples? Put up my defenses? Resign myself to the inevitable? Or do I put all my trust in the Lord? Look back over the past few weeks to a time and a place where the storm was raging about you. Recall that moment, your reactions, your feelings. Now imagine yourself in that situation which threatened you, as you listen to the reading again. Jesus is there with you this time. Tell him, "Lord, save me, I'm going down." Listen to what he says. See what he does.
Jesus got into the boat, and his disciples followed him. A storm arose on the sea, so great that the boat was being swamped by the waves, but he was asleep. And they went and woke him up, saying, "Lord, save us, we are going down." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid, you of little faith?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a dead calm. They were amazed, saying, "What sort of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?"
Do you feel drawn to the Lord in this prayer? Do you feel attracted to a life of gentle faith in a God who will not let you be lost? You might want to speak to him, hand over some of your worries and insecurities, and give him thanks for all he is to you. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.